Hi, this is Hudson Mohawk magazine correspondent Imani Taylor, and I'm here with Trayvon Votrin, the youngest intern at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. How are you, Trey?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in? What are some of your hobbies?
I'm in seventh grade. I'm kind of interested in like video games and also kind of a little bit of technology.
Technology, that's fitting, isn't it? Would you say that you grew up in the computer era?
Can you specify that?
It's really, it's what it means to you, really.
I would say I kind of did, because growing up, everybody around me had either a computer or a cell phone, and they were on it almost like 24/7 and didn't know how to put it down.
This is true. Do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
How old were you when you got your first cell phone?
I believe I was 10 or 11.
What did you use it for mostly?
Playing games.
And what kind of phone was it?
I believe it was an iPhone 5, and it was for playing games and contacting mom.
And what do you use your phone for now?
Now I mostly just use it for communication, because there's not a lot of good apps on phones nowadays.
What kind of phone do you have now?
I believe it's the iPhone 7.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do. It was donated by the Sanctuary to me. Is an Apple iMac.
Do you use a computer in school?
Yes. In almost like every class, we have to use computers to do assignments.
So it would be hard to succeed in school without one?
In some different types of schools, I would say so. But I guess in more schools that have, I'd say, more money... they have more computers, and they do more stuff based on computers and technology. But in, like, some schools with lower incomes, they don't do a lot of computer kind of things.
So what do you use it in school for mostly? Like, how does it make an impact?
We basically just use it to write down projects and write down information. That's pretty much it. Doing research.
Research. So you need the internet?
Yes.
Do you need it for your homework?
It depends on what kind of class and assignment it is. If it's technology class, we do need it. But if it's, like, say, math, we don't.
You have a technology class?
Yes.
What does that entail?
We're supposed to be doing, like, building things, but mostly we're just doing, like, writing stuff on the computer about who invented stuff and stuff like that. Like, easy stuff, though.
Okay, that's cool. How would you say technology has impacted your life?
I don't know. I think it played a big factor in my life.
Could you picture your life without technology?
I think I would probably be doing more hands-on things. Like, more family kind of things. Like, with my family, like, going out on more trips and, like, playing more games and stuff inside and outside of my house.
Cool. Okay. Last question. Are you on social media?
I'm kind of on Facebook, but not that much. I've kind of learned that it's not really that good for you, because half the stuff is just like bad habits, you know?
That kind of goes into the follow-up question, which was, how do you feel about social media?
I feel like in some cases it's good for some people, but in other cases it's not, because there's a lot of, say, like cyberbullying and stuff that happens on there. And for some people, it plays, like, a big factor in their life, because it makes some people feel bad about themselves. And, I don't know, there's, like, some people who are always on social media saying everything about their lives, even though they don't need to. It's kind of annoying sometimes.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about in relation to technology or computers?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Well, thank you for speaking with me, Trayvon.
And thank you for having me here.